Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and that, of course, is Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. But this version is played by the Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra, an ensemble composed of Venezuela's most talented young musicians. The orchestra's conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, is arguably Venezuela's most accomplished classical music export. At just 29 years old, Dudamel is now music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Dudamel and the young musicians he's conducting are all part of a revolutionary music education program called El Sistema. The basic idea? To help the nation's neediest through music. Well, El Sistema has come to the USA. It laid down North American roots in Boston at the New England Conservatory in 2009. But El Sistema USA may not stay here. Joining us now to tell us more is Jeff Edgers, Boston Globe's art reporter. Hey there, Jeff.
Hi there. Welcome back. I've missed you.
Thank you so much.
We all have.
Well, I've actually missed being here, but I had a great time away. But also with us, before we get too far into this conversation, is Ellen Pfeiffer. She's public relations manager at the New England Conservatory. Hi there, Ellen.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. But let me just turn to Jeff and start off here. Can you tell us a little bit more about El Sistema, Jeff? I mean, it's been called revolutionary, as I said, but what exactly does the program do?
Well, I think to sort of boil it down, in Venezuela, we're looking at a program that goes to kids who normally wouldn't have an opportunity to purchase instruments, rent instruments, and play music, and it finds a way to make music a part of their normal lives. And that's why it's considered, you know, revolutionary. But in some ways, you know, you'd argue that it's a very basic, sensible program.
Mm-hmm. And so therefore, by making it part of their normal lives, it makes them into musicians. And it's been very, very successful. I mean, kids are coming out being able to play beautifully.
Yeah, and it's even more than, it's not so much, you know, it's not fame, really. I mean, you know, the movie, as I like to think of it. It's you know, the idea that you're not necessarily needing to be trained to be another Dudamel, but that as a child, that learning how to play music and getting involved in music can be really helpful educationally, developmentally, and it just should be part of your life like anything else.
Mm-hmm. And in 2009, El Sistema came to the United States and actually set up shop at New England Conservatory, and it's got a project that's supposed to send musicians out into the rest of the country. What is that program?
Well, they have these fellowships that they bring in about 10 people a year and train them to basically take the principle of El Sistema, which is, you know, bringing music to places that normally wouldn't have them, kids that normally wouldn't have it. And they train these people and then send them out into the world. And they create these little, they call them nucleos. But, you know, it's really just it's a program where kids are taught how to play music, given instruments, and it's really a wonderful thing.
Mm. And so I understand that. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful thing and a great idea. And I'm going to get to Ellen Pfeiffer of New England Conservatory here in just a second, Ellen. But Jeff, you've reported that El Sistema wanted to expand its program here, but that is the thing that may be causing some friction. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, it's important to remember that New England Conservatory is committed to these Abreu Fellows, you know, training 50 of them over the next, over 5 years altogether. But El Sistema USA, which is right now a very small organization, and when we reported on it last year, the idea was that it would be sort of the national base or home base for, you know, a whole network of programs. NEC recently commissioned a study to look at how El Sistema USA should grow. And it should grow, according to this study. And NEC it does not want to spend the money or, you know, make this as much of a priority as some of its other priorities at the school. And so while they're willing to, you know, support it at the current level, the school feels it can't, you know, expand in the way that the program might want to.
Well, let's ask Ellen Pfeiffer of NEC directly about that. Why is it that the New England Conservatory, Ellen, can't support the expansion of El Sistema USA?
Well, First of all, I think we need to clarify a couple of things. First of all, the El Sistema movement did not get started in 2009 at NEC. It has sort of sprung up all over the country in several years before that, Gustavo Dudamel being one of the catalysts for all of that. So there have been groups, nucleos, forming all over the country. And then, you know, we also got into the act in 2009 by creating the Abreu Fellows Program. El Sistema USA, as Jeff very rightly said, is a very small organization, and it was intended to be not a creator of these nucleos, not an organizer of them, not an accreditation body, not a credentialing body, but a network that would offer advice, counsel, best practices, information, a sort of service organization for these individual groups, this very decentralized network of nucleos around the country. Mm-hmm. And the first program of that was to be the Abreu Fellows. And we took that on, and we have not changed in any way our commitment to doing that. We think El Sistema, the principle of El Sistema is extremely important, and we feel that the best way we can contribute to it as a training institution is to do this Abreu Fellows training program.
Ellen Pfeiffer, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if I might just get down to the nitty-gritty here, I understand
sure.
that the El Sistema USA, the expansion that they requested, the funding was around $500,000, but that the entire budget of the New England Conservatory is $30 million. So it would make sense to a lot of people that you couldn't fund an expansion of something that would take so much out of your already limited budget.
Well, that's true. And in fact, we're already putting into it about $500,000 a year for the Abreu Fellows program. The expansion of three additional programs would have involved another $400,000 or so a year, which we would have to raise on a regular basis. This is not something that comes out of our operating funds. And we do have other commitments and imperatives. We have a building project that we would very much like to get started on. And, you know, it's not a wonderful climate for fundraising in the best of situations. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we said we regretfully cannot take on these extra initiatives.
Mm. Jeff, let me just ask you briefly, if El Sistema USA decides to leave Boston and find its home, its seat elsewhere, is that a loss for Boston? Or as Ellen already said, the program is kind of many places across the country, it doesn't really make a difference.
I think it's a sort of cultural, spiritual loss a little bit. I mean, it just, there's something about being able to say, like, oh, we're the home base. I'm not sure if practically it's going to make a huge difference. Because as Ellen mentioned, you know, these programs, even if they don't have the name El Sistema, you know, like Community Music Works in Providence, that's a program that would fit that category, and it's been around for years. So, you know, they're spread out all over the country. You know, you could make it
identify as El Sistema. And in fact, it's some of those very, the leaders of some of those very groups that have been in very much collaborating on the training of the Abreu Fellows. That whole Abreu Fellows program was launched and piloted, yeah, you know, with very close collaboration with all of those folks out there. And we still have that, and they are still very much involved in it. And as far as we can understand from this meeting in San Antonio over the last 2 days, the national leaders are very committed to continuing the Abreu Fellows program because it's been very successful already.
Ellen Pfeiffer,
the one thing you'd have to say, though, is, you know, does the Kennedy School of Government have to be at Harvard? I mean, you know, they could have a very good school of government in South Dakota. It's just we like having it here. We take pride in it. And I think, you know, we folks have taken pride in saying that NEC was home to this, you know, to this organization.
Well, we are home to the Abreu Fellows program, and that's as much as we ever really committed ourselves to doing.
Sure.
And it fits us best. The other initiatives that were brought up in the strategic plan really don't fit our expertise, our capabilities all that well.
Ellen Pfeiffer, Public Relations Manager for New England Conservatory, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.